I think a lot of people too just will maybe go to Pinterest and like everyone just had like tattoos for men, tattoos for ladies, and then just so they're kind of all looking at the same stuff, but they're really trying to be unique, and sometimes it's you're actually not.
Hello and welcome to You Know The Place, the show that explores all the local businesses, clubs, and pubs that you always pass by but never seem to visit. I'm Joel Wayne, and this is my co-host.
I'm Lacey Daly. I'll introduce myself from now on. Thank you.
I like it. Okay. I like it. Oh, wait. Should we do that again?
No, we're keeping this one.
Okay. All right.
Okay. What are we doing today?
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Here we go.
So, you know how last season we went to all the vape shops on Overland, I guess it was.
I do remember.
Well, there's another line of shops, another industry that I just see so much of that you drive by all the time and you wonder how they stay in business.
Okay.
Tattoo shops.
Okay. Oh, no. I have a feeling I know what's in store.
Yeah. So, you know, I did a little bit of research, and Broadway seems to have a good good run of them there in about a half mile, three quarters of a mile. I think there's five or six different ones.
Wow. Yeah. They catering to the college kids?
And that's a good question.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I picked out three of those, and we're going to...
How does this work? Because I have a feeling, like, what's the plan?
The plan is to go to three different places. I've aimed to have these three, at least, are within, I think it's 0.4 miles of each other all together.
That's insane.
Yeah. So just, you know, honestly, a couple blocks away from each other. And it's a similar central concern to what we kind of dug into a little bit with the vape shops, with how do you differentiate yourself here? I mean, is it all just based upon those relationships? I guess I want to know that, you know, and then the history of each of the places then too, in addition to maybe some of the stories of the artists who work there.
Yeah, I would. So.
Oh, go on.
I would just like to point out that when we did the vape shops, we did not vape. And so we're going to tattoo shops.
Yeah. Well, okay, so harkening back to another of our episodes, Bear Mountain, the nude retreat, we discovered that you have some tattoos.
I do, yes.
And then we also established that I don't.
I can confirm.
Have any tattoos. So I'm going to get some tattoos.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on board. I thought that I was going to have to go under the needle, and I'm just not prepared.
Okay. I still think you should, but okay.
Well, time will tell. If I feel really inspired, but no. Do you have things in mind? Where are you going to get them?
I do have things in mind. They're small.
I was going to say,
I won't go into them right now. Yeah, they're small. I'm going to go somewhere where you can't see them unless you want to. I'm going to do them on my butt.
Oh.
And one of my butt cheeks. The plan is to get one at each place. I've talked to three different places: Devotion Tattoo, Pyramid Tattoo, and Born Weird. And set up time, you know, to come in and get a small tattoo and chat with them a bit.
What are the chances that you get one and you chicken out? Like, what is your pain tolerance? I'm not sure that we've ever
really
had, like, a pain
know.
Episode.
No.
And I don't know this about you.
Right. It's a great question. I really don't know. I don't know if I have anything to really compare it to, first of all, because I've never had a tattoo.
And I'm not even sure, like, I can offer you any guidance in that department.
Yeah.
I have two, one of which is kind of big, and they're both, I have them, like, down each of my sides, but I don't know what the butt's like. I feel like there's probably a lot of nerve endings there. Everybody says the ribs hurt, and one of them did, and one of them didn't.
Right.
So it might be like that.
Well, yeah. And then from some of the reading that I've done, it's just different for different people.
He's researching.
Yeah.
Is this going to hurt?
That's
Am
all
I going to
cry?
Am that's I going to cry on this podcast?
Yeah.
I'm nervous for you. I also don't know if you'll be able to, like, sit Are you going to get them all on one cheek?
Yeah, I think I am.
How does that feel? Are you going to have to lie across the back seat of my car as we shuffle you from place to place?
Right. I don't know. I have no clue.
I am so
excited. Yeah, I mean,
is it
just
going
to be like an extremely bad sunburn that I'm sitting on?
All right.
Come on.
That was funny.
That was a good one.
All right. Let's take a break and then maybe head out.
Yeah, let's do it. LD, did you know that some of the most affordable homes in Boise were built in the 50s and 60s?
I did, actually.
Oh. Anyway, mid-century homes have been called the perfect homes for minimalists and people with a real sense of style.
Wait, who says that?
Well, I do, but I'm biased because I live in one.
Why are you telling our listeners this?
Because Mid-Century Homes by Monica Real Estate specializes in helping people buy and sell these homes. They also have a full suite of services to help mid-century homeowners perfect their homes.
And they're local, right?
Totally. So go visit mid-centuryhomes.com and make sure to mention that you know the place sent you.
Do it. So
we're at the first place, Pyramid.
Pyramid Tattoo.
We're pulled around back.
Yeah, it's actually not too far away from the university.
No.
Probably
it's right around the corner.
Perhaps the closest.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gone with somebody to get a tattoo?
No.
Oh, so you don't know much about
no.
kind of the paraphernalia apparatus?
Yeah. I mean, besides what I've seen on
YouTube. He was YouTubing
sure.
stuff.
Yeah. No, I haven't even done that. No.
How are you feeling?
Anxious.
Yeah.
A little anxious. For me, it's like, it's one of those things that's like before like a half marathon, you just wanted to get started.
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm most curious about.
Go on.
Even if we were just doing one, but especially because we're going to three places.
Okay.
How exactly does one recover from this? You know, we just watched a woman come out with Saran wrap around her arm because that's what they do.
Right.
What's going to go on with your ass?
I don't know.
Like, you just don't wear pants for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You should have brought your sarong.
Yeah. Oh, I should have brought my sarong. I brought sweatpants, but I did not bring the sarong.
Well, at least you're thinking about
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I really don't know. I have no idea. And am I going to be able to sit, or is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who knows?
In terms of location, we're kind of squeezed into some buildings here.
Between our bar and then I think on the other side it's...
Pita Pit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've got an appointment time. Who are we meeting?
Eric.
Okay. Yeah. I'm excited for you. Should we also address the peanut gallery in the backseat?
Yeah. Probably a good idea.
Who's here with us?
Spouses. The brides. The brides again.
The brides.
Hi!
It is hard to get away from them in podcasts on the weekend, so it's easier to bring them. Also, I don't think 80 was going to let you get your butt tattooed without being there.
You're going to come in? I was just going to crack the windows for both of you. All right, should we do it?
Let's do it.
All right.
Okay.
Will you take this?
Yes.
We head inside Pyramid and meet with Eric, who's going to be tattooing me today. And you'll have to forgive me, my anxiety seems to be manifesting itself as very low energy. I sound downright depressed, but it does perk up as the day goes on, I promise you.
How you feeling?
I'm fine.
You're okay.
Do you have any tattoos?
I don't. This one does.
You do?
Rad.
Oh, it's not bad at all. I mean, I don't actually have a tattoo on my butt, so I...
No. Have you done them on the butt?
Oh yeah, of course.
How long have you worked here?
I've worked here pretty much since it started. It's been here a little over 3 years, so...
Okay. So how did it get started then? Is it just a group of different artists then?
Yeah, so there's three owners. They all started at another shop, Chalice.
Eric gets the table and the tattoo gun set up and asks for some details about the size and location of the tattoo, which is a quote that says, "Just lucky, I guess." In the background, you can hear the doorbell repeatedly chime as people come in.
As far as size, like how... big do you want it? Do you want to go a little bigger than that?
We can probably go a little bit bigger than
that.
Just
so it's a little more legible.
Yeah. Cool. And we can just go in the very center of the right cheek.
Right on.
I think.
I don't know why. I knew, but it's kind of a crazy week for us. We had a convention this weekend in Salt Lake and then just back.
So you're traveling a little bit?
Uh-huh, travel a little bit.
Is that pretty normal then, to do that?
Definitely. It's cool to like meet people too and kind of figure out what's going on other places.
This is one of those industries where you see these, I mean, we're visiting places that are all probably within a quarter mile of
exactly.
each other.
Yeah.
How do you differentiate yourself, or is it just personal relationships then?
You know, I think it's a little bit of that, and it's also, I mean,
yeah, a little bit of personal relationships, a little bit of art. Everyone has their own, you know, thing they bring to the table, whether it's a style or, you know, experience and years. So, yeah. Broadway's kind of funny like that. It's the corridor, so it's like all the fast food when you get off the freeway, the,
salons and tattoos.
Exactly, pretty much, right?
I was wondering, with kind of your proximity to the university, do you get college kids?
You know what, we do, but it's not like what people think.
Yeah.
Yeah, and college kids don't really have money. So, I mean, they'll occasionally come in and get something small or get a couple of the, like, football players and stuff, but it's really not a lot of students.
And I guess being cash only.
Yep.
You can't really bring mom and dad's credit card.
Nope, exactly.
Does it end up being a small world then? You know other people?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So I know Kendall, who owns Born Weird. I know, John Morris at Devotion and Weston and all. Kind of like people come from different shops, other parts of town. And, yo, what's going on, man? What's happening? What time is your appointment? I thought it was later in the day. I thought it was 3.
Eric goes back and forth with a customer about rescheduling for later in the day and then tells us a little about his background.
Well, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it 3 years.
Okay, so just about the time that... All right. And what got you into it then?
I was just really into tattoos and kind of the style and all the stuff. And I don't know, just pretty organically, really. My friend owns this shop, and I used to do... like skating kind of professionally, and so I was traveling a lot.
Skating, you said?
Uh-huh, inline skating. It was kind of a weird deal. But as I got older, you know, it kind of slowed down. I got older.
Eric, what's your specialty? What's your oeuvre? What is it?
More like American traditional, kind of classic tattooing, I guess. Tattoos that look like tattoos.
Okay. Like snakes, you know, don't tread on me.
Yeah, some snakes, eagles, panthers, daggers.
Right. You know, a lot of daggers.
Lady heads and, you know.
Do you get annoyed by the people that just want to come in here and get, like, song lyrics? I wonder that a lot because tattoo artists are artists, you know, and they're not even asking for art half the time, like Joel just asking for this freaking quote.
No. Yeah, a lot of people get words these days.
Yeah.
And I mean, to each their own, you know, we still are just providing a service. So, like, you can't be too mad, but you definitely, like, get a picture. A picture's worth 1,000 words. Maybe, you know, I think a lot of people, too, just will maybe go to Pinterest and, like, everyone just had, like, tattoos for men, tattoos for ladies. And then just so they're kind of all looking at the same stuff, but they're really trying to be unique and sometimes... you're actually not.
Right.
The adverse effect.
Yeah. They'll like find something that's really common and then they're like, well, just like do your own thing with it too. And then sometimes when you do it, they're like, well, I kind of like the way the other one was. You know, stuff like that.
Then we get down to it. Joel shows half of his butt. Eric gives it a quick shave, which is apparently part of the process, even if you don't have any visible hair, and places the stencil on one of his buns, asking if it's in the right spot.
Your butt's not that big, man. You might have to go to the other cheek.
You know what? It's like you have it. You're thinking something in your head, and you think that you have enough real estate.
Yeah.
It is not that huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty big, though. It's weird when you're looking back at it, but yeah, I mean, if you get the whole hip kind of, it's bigger than you think.
Finally, I lay on my stomach and we start tattooing.
Alrighty, so here we go.
How's it feel?
It kind of feels like someone drawing.
Like a hot scratch, huh?
Yeah. It feels like someone has like a ballpoint pen. And it's just kind of drawing on me.
Like maybe it feels good?
No, not good, but try not to laugh because I think that shakes my ass.
You know, you gotta do a real nice job because all these other tattooers are gonna see it today, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, I asked too, I'm like, is this okay if I get like this and then I go to another place? And they're like, yes, fine. You know, I didn't know if it was one of those things where it was like, wait a second, someone's already been here.
There you go.
Eric finishes the tattoo in about 5 minutes, puts some plastic wrap on my butt, and we chat for a bit about how all the tattoo shops get along.
everyone's cool that you're going to meet today. They're all like the nicest guys.
Yeah.
I was hanging out with Kendall a little bit last night.
Yeah.
Born weird. And everyone's real
So you guys aren't competitive?
I think naturally everyone is a little bit, but not really. Everyone's like kind of friends, and you want to see your friends succeed. I think if there's a lot of people getting good tattoos in the community, people will see good tattoos and want more of them.
We settle up with Eric, thank him for his time and his ink, and head out to the car to debrief. One tattoo down, two to go.
Thoughts? Things that may strike you?
I have nothing to say. Why are you looking at me?
How's your booty feel?
It's fine. It really was fine. I don't know if that's the experience for everybody. I mean, maybe it's just dependent upon where you get it done and what you had for breakfast. I can feel it, like the Saran wrap. I'm not sure if that's going to stay where it needs to stay. But you know, the butt curves, so. You know, yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
The next one will be a little bit more, it'll be intensive. More involved, so this next one is going to...
Well, now we'll really test your stamina.
Yeah, I guess
At least
so.
We started with this one. That was wise on your part. Good
I
job.
Think it was probably a good idea. Yeah.
Good job. And Eric was really nice.
Yeah,
right?
He was a great guy, right?
Chatting with us.
And the shop, too, you know, it's like, for me at least, it's like I want it to feel like a shop that I would feel comfortable in anyway, you know, even though we go into these things blind. And I totally was. It was like, it was a good vibe and a good atmosphere, and I was really happy how... kind of approachable he was. So.
Yeah. No courtesy curtain though for people walking by seeing your ass.
No. But I'm okay with that.
Then it's on to the second place.
Here
so
we are.
Tattoo number two.
We are pulled up to Born Weird Tattoo.
Yeah.
On Broadway, pretty close to Boise Ave, and it is in this little strip of businesses that I've been wanting to go into. I've thought about Junkyard Jeans because I've heard some cool stuff about it, but it just looks. And I don't mean this in a derogatory way, but it looks run down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you over 18? Are you drunk? Are you early? No? We can go in.
Okay. Yeah. We're a little early, but we're not, but we fit the other descriptions, so.
Okay.
Sober and over 18, so.
All right.
Should we do it?
Yeah, let's head in.
All right.
We head into Born Weird and meet up with Jordan, our second tattoo artist. She hands us a consent form, which I go through and sign.
I understand that tattooing is not perfect. I accept the risk. My tattoo may vary in size, shape, location, shading.
Before she shows us two options for the tattoo.
So this is the first one, and then this is the second one.
Oh,
I know that
okay.
The lines kind of make it look a little bit more cartoony, but it's going to be like super soft and really fine lined. So kind of your preference on... if you want it the side profile or the front.
So, like, I guess I didn't mention this in the car, but since I met Jordan earlier to schedule this, and we talked about getting a tattoo of my cat, and so then I sent some pictures over.
And so we're looking at two
and
options
so we're
here.
Looking at two drawings of it.
I have a strong opinion here.
What is it?
His face.
His face, not the profile. I think I probably will.
Well, and because he's like the tuxedo cat, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so that's kind of a
and
cool
he's really
part
symmetrical, of too. His markings are really, like, pleasing to the eye.
Basically perfect.
Yeah.
Do we like the size? Is it too big?
No, I don't think so. Should I show you the other one for relative size?
Yes.
Just hanging it out.
This guy behind you. Sorry.
Just turn around and say you're welcome.
Yeah.
Do you specialize in cats or animals in general?
I guess I would say I specialize in animals in general. I do a lot more dogs than cats.
How long have you been doing this, Jordan?
I would say it's 2013-ish.
Okay.
Yeah.
After we select the pick we want of Walt, Jordan takes the plastic wrap off my first tattoo, places the stencil on my buns, and I lay out on the table. While Jordan gets the tattoo gun ready, we ask her a little bit about the shop.
How long has Born Weird been around?
He opened officially in October.
That's cool.
Oh, okay. So very new then.
Yes.
All right.
New. I like the aesthetic of this place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right?
There's enough space. It's organized. He put a lot of work into it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I like the colors. Actually, the color reminded me a little bit of the double-decker
espresso. The gold and the blue.
Yeah, the gold and the brown. And
The owner of the shop, Kendall, chimes in when we ask who did some of the original paintings hanging on the walls.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, you know what.
Couldn't tell you who did that. Who did the painting of the mask right there? Oh, Kendall did it.
Oh.
Mr. Kendall Vader.
Kendall? Eric said he hung out with Kendall last night.
And in case you missed that, Kendall says, I'm actually kind of surprised he made it in.
So some of, we were talking about this. Like, our different tattoo shops, are you guys like friends or are you enemies? Do you compete? I don't know.
Turf wars?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how tattoo this industry works.
Sounds like a show. Like a lot of people. It's a pretty like close community. For the most part, I mean, a lot of people stay friends. We're all really supportive of each other and stuff like that.
Then we get to the tattooing. After Jordan goes back over to the pointer she gave me when I first stopped in.
Yeah, it dawned on me after you left. I was like, wait, this is his first rodeo. He doesn't know what to do. I gotta help him.
What'd you tell him?
Just kind of like little pointers. Make sure your blood sugar's up when you get tattooed, just so you don't get all, you know, kind of woozy or anything like that. You can bring a drink, a snack. All right, I'm gonna start this.
Okay.
If you need anything during it, let me know.
Why are there so much quieter
here?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it has to do with the type of machine that I prefer, which is called a rotary. And so it's not like the loud coil machines that are the...
Yeah.
All right, Jordan, so how do shops differentiate themselves? Like, what, I mean, is it just relationships and then styles?
Yeah, I'd say so. Definitely style. The most popular is like the American traditional and stuff like that. And I mean, you see that everywhere. It's classic. It's awesome. It's the backbone of, you know, all of it.
Yeah, the tattoo kind of world.
Yeah. Me and Kendall are really trying to separate from all that with being a mainly black and gray shop, which is pretty cool.
Okay, comparison. How's this one feeling? You like, there's like, you know, some shading and stuff going on.
It doesn't feel as much like just a ballpoint pen jabbing into my butt.
No, it feels like needles.
I've heard people say that their butt is like really super painful. Huh. But then I've heard people say like I could hardly feel it. So everybody's different.
Do you think it goes that way for a lot of locations or are there ones that definitely hurt more?
I would say that it's pretty definite with anything on your torso or like the palm of your hand or bottom of your foot. But even then some people say like, oh, it's not that bad. Whereas I have the palm of my hand done and I didn't think I was gonna ever see daylight again. So, and then there's people that'll get their ribs tattooed or their stomach tattooed, and they're like, oh, it was a breeze, and then other people are, like, screaming, you know? Just kind of depends on how much of a weenie you are, I guess.
Jordan tells us a bit about how customers learn about her, or Born Weird.
I would definitely say social media.
Yeah.
100%. Also, word of mouth. And just doing tattoos in general is, like, you know, advertisement in itself. Yeah, so I have people that'll see a client that I've had and stop them at a gas station in Mountain Home, and then I'll, out of nowhere, it's like I'm getting people from Mountain Home that are like, hey, I want tattooed by you. And it's just like, I don't have them on social media. Mm-hmm. I've never met them before. Mm-hmm. So word of mouth, definitely. I actually prefer Instagram over Facebook for sure, though.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Seems like it'd be really, really friendly to what you're doing, too. Mm-hmm. How'd you get into this, Jordan?
So, a little cliche, but I've just been obsessed with art, seriously, my whole life. And then, in high school, somebody was like, you should do tattoos. And I was like, I don't know why, I've never thought of that. And so I kind of started doing some research. I had no idea how I was doing, though. Who to talk to, what to do. And my mom ended up meeting somebody that had moved here, and he was opening up a brand new tattoo shop in Meridian. And they briefly met, I think at a bar or something, and she's like, oh my gosh, my daughter wants to be a tattoo artist. And he's like, cool, I want to meet her. And then it just went on from there. But
that's awesome.
How am I looking, team?
I think you're looking rad.
So it's interesting, you did not shave that area.
I didn't. He isn't really all that hairy at all on his bum. So.
See, there you go, confirmation, you're really not that hairy. So Eric was shaving you just because he wanted to.
We briefly debate the merits of getting a tattoo of a pet you'll probably outlive.
You know you guys are totally coming back for Remy tattoos. Yeah, after this. You're going to see this one.
Where
and you're
would
gonna
I put
want
a
one.
Tattoo of my dog on my body?
On your butt.
On your neck.
You have, yeah, that's what I feel like. If you don't know, you just put it on
but
your
butt.
But
is it like,
right?
If you got like a spouse's name, you end up like divorced?
What, am I cutting his life short?
Yeah.
Well, I also wonder, yeah, like,
well,
when he's no longer with me.
Well, Joe's getting a tattoo of Walter.
He's gonna live forever.
We had to have a mini conversation about that one. And he was like, wait a second. What about
What about when he dies?
Yeah, and then it was like, well, I know that's gonna.
It's never gonna happen.
And I'm like, it's just then it'll be. I'm like, are you okay with it? Because I really don't see it that much. To me, then it's like, well, this was our first cat. Like, that's great.
That's such a positive way to think about it, Joel.
It is, yeah.
Like you always do.
I have my cat tattooed on me as well.
Oh, do you?
Yes, and she's not, she's still with me.
Okay.
So, she just kind of like beating it to the punch. It's like, I love you so much now, and I'll love you so much then, and it's okay.
Jordan finishes up with a headshot of Walter in about 15 minutes. I take a look and ask the team for their reviews, which seem to be unanimous.
Oh, yeah. That'll do. Look at that photo.
Oh,
it's weird. It's Walter on there. That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, you
that'll
did
work.
Great.
Oh my gosh, Jordan, you did a great job. That looks amazing.
Thanks, guys.
Oh,
thank you.
Wow. Look at his little nose.
Did you get a little close
up? That's so cute.
Look, he just had a little sparkle in his eyes.
Aww.
Jordan adds some other details after giving it another look.
Just put a little bit more detail.
Okay,
I'm going to snap one more photo before you
All right.
A tattoo artist's biggest lie is, okay, you're done. 5 minutes. Or it's five more minutes. Just 5 more minutes.
Before finishing up, then she offers some parting advice about free touch-ups in the healing process.
But if for whatever reason you want me to, you know, kind of crisp it up, or
okay.
If you feel like some spots are too light or whatever, you just let me know after, give it a good, like, 2-3 weeks.
I was going to say, like, so time-frame-wise, you wait
yep.
a little bit. And then,
2-3 weeks.
Okay.
It should be totally healed by then.
Okay.
I would be, like, pretty careful with the healing process, especially in the next couple days where it's
okay.
still kind of an open wound and it's
okay.
sore. So, like, if you need to sit down in the restroom or something, I would put, like, some tissue or something down as
yes.
well. Just, you know, good advice, right?
Just don't poop.
Yeah, just try not to poop.
Just
like,
fast.
You know.
Try not to.
Yeah.
We settle up with Jordan and apologize for having a group of people with cameras standing around and taking pictures while she works. Then we head out to the car to debrief. 2 tattoos down, 1 to go.
Okay.
Oh, how does it feel? Can you feel it now?
No. This one, I mean, during it was definitely more like, yeah, that's more painful.
Mm.
But even then, still just felt like, you know, a cat just scratching you a lot over and over and over and over.
Stop it.
Stop doing that.
A quick observation.
Yeah.
Especially coming off of going to Roots Zero Waste Market and talking about plastic waste, I am pretty sure, regardless of what happens in terms of people getting on board with that, Saran Wrap will never go out because the tattoo industry is investing in it. They just, like, all these places, they have giant rolls of
they
plastic
do.
Wrap.
They really do. I didn't realize that was a thing, but it absolutely is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe I can go home and recycle it.
Yeah. I liked Jordan. Like, that's a totally different vibe.
It was. I think it's a lot more laid back, obviously.
Yeah.
And then the fact that it's just two of them working
yeah.
there and they have their specialty.
Yeah.
It feels more like a coffee shop or something
yeah.
like that in there.
Ooh,
you
they
know?
Should get like an espresso machine.
Yeah, they totally should. Maybe the piercer, you know, when he's not booked, he can just like make...
Be the barista.
He can make Americanas for people.
Okay, where are we off to?
Devotion. Probably just another block in the opposite direction. Now we go heading back north.
Okay.
So
headed for you. All right.
All right.
Pulled around the back of our last tattoo shop tour. I was calling this a tattoo tour.
Tattoo tour.
That was hard.
Yeah. Devotion. This one's called Devotion. Yeah, kind of looks like it's in a little, like a house, basically like a red house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did confirm with the other two places. They all know each other. You
yeah.
know, they're like, oh yeah, are you going to Devotion? You going to? You been a Pyramid? You know, they all seem to know each other. So
your butt's a little raw.
Butt's a little raw. And then this one, I'm not bringing anything in. I know kind of what I want, but we haven't talked beforehand or anything like that. So he's gonna have to whoever it is gonna have to sketch something out.
Okay.
So.
All right.
Should we do it?
Yeah. Let's.
All right.
On.
We enter our last shop, Devotion Tattoo, and chat with John, the longtime owner of the shop, who asks what kind of tattoo I'll be getting.
Do it like doing an onion, just a little onion,
okay.
and then a chef's knife.
Okay. On
and
a chef's knife?
What's that?
On a chef's knife?
No, I think just next to each
okay.
other. Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
Just kind of, I'd kind of go based upon what you think then, too.
Okay.
You can take a look at, because I already have two others that I got
okay.
today.
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah,
your poor butt. It's terrible. He's taking his pants off.
Yeah. Sorry.
In case you missed that, John says, God, your poor butt. That sounds terrible. Anyway, he takes a look at Joel's butt, then disappears for a bit to drop a design of the onion in Chef's knife. After a brief hiatus, Joel is up on the table again. While John puts the stencil on Joel's buns, we chat a bit about the history of devotion.
How long have you been here?
I opened this shop 14 years ago.
Oh, really?
13, 14 years ago?
Man, so that's a lot longer than the other places that we've been.
Yes. I've been here for a minute, for sure. I've been tattooing about 20 years.
Okay. Always here or elsewhere, too?
No, elsewhere. I started in California.
Okay.
Moved all over California, East Coast for a while.
Then we start with the tattooing. While I'm getting the rest of my ink done, LD and AD hang out in the waiting area to quiz everyone about what kind of tattoos they're getting that day and share a little bit about what tattoos I got that day.
What is everybody getting?
I'm getting a mountain.
A mountain?
I'm getting a carnation.
A carnation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're getting mom and daughter tattoos. They're getting each other's favorite flower.
That's really sweet.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, your husband is getting an onion on his ass.
I know. I just don't know.
Oh, blue.
Yeah.
Why?
It's gonna sound stupid when I say it, but he chops a lot of onions. It's part of his daily life, you guys.
Did you see the cat he's got on there?
No.
Yeah.
So this is his third tattoo today. We've been to two other tattoo parlors.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And the last tattoo that he got was a portrait of our cat.
Okay.
By a woman who specializes in pet portrait tattoos. So.
John finishes with Joel's third and final tattoo. We settle up and say our goodbyes, but not before some of the other customers ask where we're headed next.
Are you guys going anywhere else tonight?
Three and done. I think 3 hours on the table is probably enough.
I mean, there's one right down the street.
Get started on the other cheek.
I know, right?
Yeah, right?
Then we head out to the car to debrief. Three tattoos down, finally done for the day.
That one hurt the most by far. by far, like it was not even a comparison. You know, I don't know if it's just like that it's the at the end of the day.
Right.
You know, I don't know if it's about technique at that point.
Is it placement? It was lower? I don't know.
It's a little bit lower. It was, you know, and it's more on the side. That hurt. Yeah, yeah. The other ones really did not. Yeah, but that one too, I felt the most like exposed just in terms of like
everybody walking in. Gawking at your butt.
Yeah, the way that it was set up, it was like people came in and they're like, oh, there's a guy's butt getting tattooed.
I had a moment in there. So when we walked in, it smelled like incense. I even watched John light his incense before you went back there. But there was a moment when he was tattooing and there was this swirl of kind of steam coming.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, is the tattoo gun on fire? What's happening? Also, that one was by far the busiest in terms of people coming in, even just to schedule tattoos,
mm-hmm.
or at least what we could see because we were waiting for him to draw it up for a while.
He absolutely has the most history of out of the places.
And I also had this moment when we were waiting and these gentlemen came in and wanted this flag that they had made when they were in the military, but it was
stationed somewhere.
Very much...
It was drawn like with a Sharpie.
Yeah, terrible art. And of course, it's probably more the meaning behind it. But I just had this realization of how, like, as a tattoo artist, you probably have to really work on your poker face. You're just like, that's what you want? Okay, we'll do that.
Cool. Yeah. Because they asked him, both guys asked him, and you don't want it cleaned up at all?
Yeah.
Because it was just terribly drawn. And there was actually, in the image, there was a pile of poop.
With flies. And steam
coming off of it. Which is not what I would get.
But hey.
But you,
you just
know,
got a portrait of a cat.
Whatever
on your
finds
ass.
Your last remote. Yeah. So. All right.
Okay.
Should we take a break and then head back?
Yes. Good call. Like, let's go get you a burger.
LD, do Do you know what's going on with the removal of the Carter overpass between Nampa and Caldwell?
Yeah, the Idaho Transportation Department is replacing the overpass to allow additional lanes to be built on I-84.
So that's like common knowledge?
Yep.
Where are you reading this from?
I'm not reading anything. I just learned it from ITD's new podcast, Drive Idaho.
I did not know that existed.
Yeah, no kidding. Drive Idaho is a podcast devoted to providing news and information about road projects right here in the Treasure Valley.
So where do I find this podcast?
Oh, you know, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, pretty much wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm subscribing right now.
It's about time. All right.
All right.
Post-tattoo
tour. Post-tattoo, freshly inked.
How is your butt?
It's okay.
We're a few days out now.
It's a little sore right now, very sore to the touch. Not generally very sore to sit on because they're a little bit higher on my butt. But yeah, putting the stuff on it and everything, it's sore. It's like a really bad sunburn, basically, in very concentrated places.
That's good.
So, but it's fine.
And in terms of the tattoo shops themselves, what are kind of your initial takeaways?
You know, they're all over the map, right? These places, kind of different vibes, even though they have a similar aesthetic in the way that, like, oh, there's tattoos, you know, frame tattoos on the wall here. And it's like, I don't know why I expect that to be different from place to place. Obviously, the art that they're going to have hanging on the walls is the art that they're taking and putting on people, yeah, right? So I don't know why that surprises me that they're all similar in that way, even if the vibes are a little bit different.
Yeah.
What about you?
I first want to commend you. I thought you were such a trooper, especially, you know, talking to a few of the tattoo artists and saying, you know, is the butt a sensitive place? Some say yes, some say maybe, but you were great through it all. You were conversational, you know, you were talking, yeah, you were interviewing, you were asking questions. So I think you did a great job. You got a saying, I guess, on your butt.
Yeah.
Just lucky, I guess.
Yeah. And so that, I realized that we hadn't really even talked through that, which is kind of weird. But it's something that my wife and I say all the time. We say it, I guess, as the way that it sounds, like we say it out of gratitude, where it's like, you know, something nice happens and it's like, man, just lucky, I guess, you know, we're just so lucky. But
everybody's like, okay.
But we also say it as kind of a tongue in cheek thing, you know, like I've been dealing with this knee pain lately and it's like, oh, what happened? Just lucky, I guess. And to be honest, to be full disclosure, we don't have kids either. And that was a big, big decision for us. And one of the things that, you know, people sometimes ask about that, they say, so no kids? Or they say, why no kids? And we don't really generally say this, but we had read that people who have no kids, someone's like, you know, a good thing to say in response is, just lucky, I guess.
Which I think is totally fair because there is sort of the catch 22 in society right now where you can go up to people with no kids and ask that and feel comfortable, even though, like, it's like, what if you couldn't have kids or it was, like you said, like a really important decision and you took a long time to make that decision. But it's so weird to do it opposite, to go up to somebody with five kids and say, so why so many kids?
Or why kids at all?
Right,
yeah.
Right. So I think that it's a nice little kind of, not even a jab, but it's a response to make people think, or to maybe reevaluate why they're asking that question in the first place. You know, just like, oh.
Yeah. Haha. We love kids, obviously, but it is kind of, there is kind of a double standard that we've noticed before. So,
yeah. What about your central concern?
Really, my central concern, how do these places differentiate themselves? And I think it's really two things. I think it's relationships, obviously. That's part of it. If you feel comfortable with someone, that's where you're going to go back because it can be an intimate thing.
Totally.
It was obviously maybe a little bit more intimate for me because it was on, you know, one of my buns. But I think it would be intimate even if, no matter what it is, because it's
permanent.
It's permanent and it can be kind of painful.
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. And then the second, and this is maybe more important too, or as important, is the style. Mm-hmm. The style that you're going for. It's an aesthetic more than anything else. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, it's about style and about relationships, I think.
I would agree.
Yeah. What about final takeaways?
Well, first of all, I don't know what the tattoo industry makeup looks like, but I would wager a bet that it is male dominated. And so I appreciated the fact that we got to speak with three different tattoo artists that who all seem to be very different, like where they are in their place in their career, mm-hmm. gender wise. You know, we did get a woman, which was great. Mm-hmm. Eric seemed a little greener. He'd only been doing it for 3 years. And right. then John, who's a vet, you know, a seasoned vet. Right. And that was really nice to get a taste of each of them, which we hadn't even intentionally set up.
No, not at all. That was, I think, by pure happenstance that we got people in different parts of their career and places that had mm-hmm. only been around, you know, one of them less than a year, one of them about 3 years, and then one 16 yeah. years, I think. I agree with you. It was a nice cross-section of people. And then even just slightly different personalities, too, and what they brought to the table.
Yep. And then my final thing was, you know, I'm thinking about how I've mentioned this to a few people about, you know, an upcoming episode. And I'm like, man, is it silly that we got tattoos, that Joel got tattoos? Like, is this, did we need to do it? Couldn't we have just set up times to interview or talk to these people?
Yeah.
Like, are we going over the top for the sake of just being sensational? But then I was like, well, we could have gone to Bear Mountain and not taken off our clothes. But I do think that there's something about participating in the process, whatever the process is, whatever these businesses are kind of built up around, that helps break down the walls of the people that we're trying to get to know and the business that we're trying to get insight into. Not to say that they wouldn't have given us similar answers had we just set up a time to interview them, but as they're etching ink into your butt permanently, something that they take very seriously, perhaps it granted some sort of seriousness to our questions.
Or access, maybe.
Yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned that because it was maybe yesterday I was going through this in my head. I thought the same thing because people asked like, oh, so what did you draw the short straw? Because I told a couple people as well. And, you know, I had a similar thought that went through my mind. I thought if this was something that I had read about or heard about, you know, someone doing this for a podcast or for like a blog or something like that, I would have like kind of rolled my eyes a little bit. I would have been like, oh, my God, that's stupid. That's such a stupid idea. And yet at the same time, I don't regret it at all. And I'm glad that I did it. And I do think that it did provide us a little bit in the way of access and having a good dialogue with
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
So
so no regrets thus far.
No regrets.
I was worried.
No regrets.
No regrets. Classic misspelled tattoo.
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, I'd get more.
That is the question. Are you going to continue to add to your butt sleeve?
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Season 4, season 5.
You Know the Place is a podcast brought to you by Boise State Public Radio. Our music is James Dean Kendall and the Eastern Oregon Playboys. Our website is youknowtheplacepodcast.com. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at You Know the Place. And we'll see you next week.